I hate them! I hate them! I want to kill all the dolphins! I want to eat their flesh! I want to chew on their hearts! Ah! I hate dolphins! Ah! 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 Gotta go kill some dolphins! Ah! 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 Kill dolphins! Kill dolphins! Gonna go kill some dolphins! Yeah! And their children! Alright. Okay, I've calmed down. Enough screaming for now. This is Dolphin Haters, the subsidiary podcast part of Guru Spot. Any shit I say about not hating dolphins? Ooh, crap, I said the S word, didn't I? Anything I say about not hating dolphins, consider that, well, every time there's a Dolphin Haters episode, that is totally out the window. Dolphin Haters is all about saying random crap about dolphins and talking about their mothers and all sorts of jazz like that. Oh, dolphins, they all need to die for their evil souls. I have never met a dolphin I liked. But then again, I never met Adolf Hitler dolphin. It's like the opposite of the human Adolf Hitler. I always like to joke that the man who killed Adolf Hitler is evil. Adolf Hitler is evil. Evil man. Evil, evil man. And the dolphins wanted to model their Nazism like that. Yeah, if you could call it that. All dolphins are evil and need to die. Oh yeah. About dolphin haters, I guess you should expect it every now and then. I'm not gonna... Hopefully I won't do it too often. I'm just doing it now so that I don't do crap late. So that I can introduce it later. That's my excuse. I'm gonna gonna do it later and just let you know that this is the start. This is where Dolphin Haters began. And also someone on a forum told me that if there aren't any dolphin hating podcasts that I should make one. Well, whether or not there are one, there are any out there, I'm gonna go ahead and add Dolphin Haters on to Guru Spot. So, there you go. We're not only after the Dolphin Empire, we're also after all dolphins. Free Willy, Flipper, who else, doesn't matter. We're gonna kill them all, just like we killed the undead. Always make sure to decapitate any dolphin you see. Okay, man, I was walking down the street one day, and then I saw a dolphin. And man, its butt was so big. It was like bigger than like that life tree or whatever, the survivor tree. And man, that butt was so big. I wondered what happened if I like shot it. Would it like jiggle or something? I don't know. Okay. And another dolphin I saw. Its face was ugly. I did not like its face, like the whatever you call it, the bottle. I don't know. I haven't done my research on dolphins lately, and it's been like since what, fourth grade, since I have done anything about read anything about dolphins other than Disney Channel stars crying in Japan. You stupid Hayden Penn or whatever your name is. Crying about dolphins in Japan. Loser. I want that girl to cry every single day. Her tears mean that a dolphin somewhere is being tortured to death. And the Japanese are winning their ways. While I may not really care about the Japanese all that much, I do like the idea of eating dolphin. Whoever decided that not eating dolphin was normal needs to, like, shut up and go away, because what's I mean, it's dolphin. I mean, it's not like it's a sin to eat it. It's not like eating shark fin. That's a sin. Yeah, it's a sin now. Okay, I'm not gonna edit the Bible. I'm pretty sure I don't want to edit the Bible, but I'm gonna call it a sin. I'm gonna start my own cult. Yeah, just like the Moonies. I'm gonna be a prophet. Oh yeah, we're gonna be the dolphin-hating church of baptisma, whatever. totally gonna disrespect dolphins and gonna live a Christian life, spreading the Protestant ways onto the children. It doesn't sound like a bad idea. I think I may want to go ahead and try that. Oh yeah. They're gonna listen to a freshman. Yeah, that's me. I'm a freshman. The guy no one should listen to, but they listen to anyways. Something about smarts. And then they just kind of drown me out after a while when I go into stuff. Just like this. You really shouldn't be listening to Dolphin Haters. It's a bad podcast, and I believe I said the S word earlier. That's right. Yeah, I remember that S word. I think I said crap, too. Anyways, dolphins are bad, and we should insult them and make them feel isolated in society. And I'm not making analogies or anything. I literally mean dolphins, okay? I mean, why would I pick on another human? But I love humans. I hate dolphins, okay? Why would I pick on another person? I mean, if anything, I get picked on, so it's not like picking on the dolphin is going to make me feel better about myself. Picking on the dolphin is just supposed to exclude them from society so that we can go in for an easy kill. So that they'll be all emo about themselves and they'll about, like, half-killed themselves already at Hot Topic or something. Or after watching, like, Corpse Bride. I do not like emos. But I did enjoy the movie Finding Emo. That was a great movie. Especially when they went to the Australia to find some fish. And then the fish went all emo on itself and, like, cut its fins. And then it couldn't swim. And the fishermen just let it rot in the water. And then all the microbes came out. Yeah. No dolphin hating in that movie, so it's a pretty bad movie. I mean, even I Am Legend had a scene about hating dolphins. It had it somewhere, maybe like one frame, but it was in there somewhere. All good movies have a scene of dolphin hating, even if the most boring movie ever, like the first half of Death Proof, if it was just that, but it had a scene of dolphin hating, I would give it the Dolphin Haters approval and Guru Spot honor for a scene of dolphin hating. Oh yeah. That movie was boring. The most interesting part of that first part, half or whatever, was the lap dance. And if all you can drive me in on is like the sexiness factor, then I don't think that's a good movie. It's not very good. And I don't really like watching bitches talk. Oh crap, I said the B word. Meanie ladies talk smack about people and talk about having standards when they're dressed like that. Why do women dress like that? Besides the fact, Death Proof was just boring. I guess it was kind of worth it to watch the end. I haven't seen Vanishing Point or anything, and I don't necessarily plan on it because I'm not a big car person. I just watched it just for the sake of the fact that it's a Quentin Tarantino movie, and I just watched part of Kill Bill, and I just wanted to see what this guy was like. I didn't like it too much, but, the last part, when the crazy stuntman Mike, he's gonna kill another group of girls, because that's what he does, like, Stuntman Mike, that's his name, he stalks these women, and then, like, he runs them over in his stuntman car, that's totally just a reference to Vanishing Proof, and, whatever that movie was called, and, like, has a skull on it, and, like, at the end, like, a group of girls, he went up against a group of girls that were crazy in the head, and they were just mad stunt people, and they, like, he attacks them when one of the girls are, like, on the, the hood, and, like, just riding the wind. I am just bad with cars, I'm sorry. I barely know anything. I'm gonna be one of those guys who will be stranded on the side of the road and his girlfriend will know more. Oh, wait, never mind. I'm not gonna have a girlfriend. Okay. Yeah, anyways. And there's like a crazy car chase scene, and they act are able to outcar him or whatever, outsmart him and beat him, and like he's all like, "Yeah, that's fun, yeah." And then they bring out a gun and shoot him. He's like, "Ah, son of a bitch!" And then they just go on a crazy car ride, and then they keep smack going up against him, and then like finally in the end they just punch him to death. That was so cool. That was a cool ending, but there was like, I guess there's some characterization, but they didn't explain why the guy was killing people with his car or anything. It was just an awful movie. Then again, I do need to see Vanishing Point. Maybe if I saw that, I'd get it. Oh well, who knows? It's such a boring movie. Almost as boring as listening to a dolphin talk. Yeah, all dolphins need to die. I really hate them. Next time I find one, I'm gonna find the dolphin's daughter, and then I'm gonna, like, eat the daughter, and, like, take pictures of me eating the daughter, and I'm gonna send it to the guy. Oh yeah, that dolphin's gonna know that it was me that ate her daughter. Can't do nothing about it because I'm a kid. Oh yeah, I'm human. No dolphin can kill a human. Well, I guess they can. Oh well. I'm gonna kill them first. Only the dolphin law can get a human, not a dolphin. Dolphins have the most bullshit law. And they all need to die, 'cause they're so annoying, and they're so oppressive, and they wanna bring us back. They say random crap about species pride and oh, you gotta be proud of your flippers and stuff. But man, they just want all the power. They're even the dolphins. They're betraying their own kind. I mean, what kind of species betrays its own kind? I mean, do you see humans doing that? No, they don't do that. They know what side they're on. But man, the dolphins, they just bring them in, and then they just use them. They use them like monsters. Humans don't do that. Only dolphins. Stupid dolphins need to die. I'm gonna, kill them and like violate them with a broomstick or something. Yeah, I'll kill some dolphins. And if you still think I'm making analogies, no, I'm not. I'm not making any analogies. I'm totally. I am 100% serious about wanting to kill dolphins. Although I may joke about all the dolphins on land and Dolphin Empire and all that, I really, really do hate dolphins. I don't know why. I think, yeah, I read in a book, like, when I was a kid, I used to be all obsessed about sharks and things like that, and I still am to this day, but I would read any book I can, and then on one book I was reading about dolphins, because generally I'd just read anything about the ocean, especially if it had sharks in it. But this time I just decided to read about dolphins. I was kind of in the mood to read about mammals instead of just fish. And it talked about the beauty of the dolphins and how they'd work as a team. And then, like, if a shark, a beautiful shark, okay, a large predatory shark, was going after a sick one, the other dolphins would like kill it. Like that, I thought, wow, that is evil. We need to stop this from happening. I mean, it's a sick dolphin. If you're sick in the wild, you deserve to die. But man, yeah, man, that was just unfair. I mean, they're like five dolphins and one shark. That was not fair, and that was a harsh way to die, man. Just being rammed to death by dolphins. That was tortured to death. I mean, even if the shark ran away, I bet the dolphins would go after him and like do all mean stuff to it. And also, I saw in a documentary that an orca was killing gorgeous, gorgeous great white sharks and just eating their liver. I mean, if you're gonna kill a shark, at least use the entire thing. Look at us. We used all the parts of a rabbit. What's wrong with them? stupid bloody orcas? That's why I'm never, to this day, I can't enjoy Free Willy or Flipper. Because they're all evil and they need to die. I hate dolphins. God. I'm serious about hating dolphins. Yeah, stupid dolphins. Because I got nothing else to talk about that. I guess I'll talk about something else. Sad thing is, I can barely find any podcasts about sharks that aren't, like, conserve the environment or just video podcasts from National Geographic. I did find one from host Kevin Harris, Shark Conspiracies. You can Google that. I don't know. I haven't listened to it in a while. It's a monthly podcast. It's really great. It's all about exposing the truth about sharks and trying to protect both humans and sharks, which is a good thing. Like, he really went at how people would use sharks as tourism, like, would bait for sharks and then let tourists come and see it. He really went after that, and I really like how he's out for also for human safety, not like those other Save the Shark people. They're not good people, but, yeah. I like that podcast. It's an enjoyable podcast to listen to, and the guy knows his stuff, unlike me. He knows what he's talking about, and he's very smart. At least I know he is. And he expects people to be shark buffs, and I'm also a shark buff, or at least was a shark buff. I kind of zoned in and out for the past few years, and it's like sixth grade, I totally just gave up on sharks and stopped reading. Stupid sixth grade made me not interested in reading anymore. And then, like, anyways, to this day I haven't read too much about sharks ever since, like, fourth and fifth grade, and I haven't even seen too many documentaries. Yeah, I don't even watch, like, Shark Week anymore. I used to be all excited about Shark Week. I'm disappointed about all the amount of shark movies out there. Even a lot of the ones that are out there aren't very good. What was it? Deepwater or something? I don't know. But it's like, some people go to like a research facility and the sharks are like smarter and on steroids or something. And the shark could like break the cages and... Oh, it's totally unrealistic. Now, Jaws? Jaws. That was a realistic, totally realistic movie. If you try to tell me that shark was a robot, I'll tell you to shut up. That movie's a documentary. Just like Nuke at a Robo is a documentary. Shut up, you people who tell me that movie's not real. On the topic of that, it's still sad that Peter Benchley's dead. I remember reading Shark Trouble from him in fourth grade, the summer of my fourth grade year. And it was a really enjoyable book. Oh yeah, also in that book, Peter Benchley reported that he was attacked by a dolphin. He and his family were on some, at some place, and, like, they were in the water, and a tour guide would, like, bait for some dolphins were conditioned to come there, and it was a male and a female dolphin. And the male dolphin perceived Mr. Benchley as a threat, and he attacked him, and he didn't attack the others because he didn't attack his son because his son's too young, and a woman is a woman. Do you think a woman's gonna steal a male territory? Only in the human society does that happen. That's another reason too, because Peter Benchley later on in his late life he was a shark conservative. Conservationist, and he is a cool guy. He's all about saving the sharks, and I'm all about saving the sharks and the people. I guess now's about the time to end this, and you know what? To give you guys a late present and celebrate the new year, I'm not gonna cut up Zombie Plan. I'm gonna put the whole bloody thing in there, and I really care about you people and zombies. Then to protect you guys from zombies. And anyways, any questions, feedback, comments about the show, email me at oceanmonsterotaku@gmail.com. If you want links, show notes, etc., go to guru.blogspot.com. Once again, that's GRARURU.blogspot.com. Yeah, we have forums, guru.yourbb.eu. You can go ahead and check that out. I just made it a while ago, and I don't know. I just kind of keep that around. I don't even post. Have I been there lately? Oh well. Anyways, have a nice day and happy holiday, whatever you celebrate. Happy Christmas, Kwanzaa, Hanukkah, and also Happy New Year. Be safe from zombies, and if you see a dolphin on the side of the street, stone it, and then, like, beat it, and then throw it into a machine that hates, that eats his dolphins, and then feed the dolphin in the machine, and then throw the machine with the eaten dolphin in it into a machine that'll eat the, machines that eat dolphins, and then set that machine on fire. And then, and then just let the dolphins know that they are not welcome on land. They need to go back to the water. Stupid dolphins need to die. I hate them. And this is no analogy, as I remind you again. Not an analogy. Kill the dolphins. Kill them. Alright, here's Zombie Plan.
Introduction. Traditionally, zombies are raised through voodoo magic. However, today almost anything seems to be able to raise the dead, from certain ancient blasphemous books to the bite of Skull Island rat monkeys. This has greatly raised the chances of being attacked by zombies anywhere in the world at any time. However, by following these steps you will dramatically improve your chances of survival. 1. Act quickly. The most important thing that you can do in a zombie attack is to act decisively from the start. Zombies are slow and stupid. Before they have great numbers to rely on, their greatest advantage is the element of surprise. Remember to keep away from strange, drunk-looking people and to act decisively to neutralize any zombies you do encounter, even if they are loved ones. In the long run, this is better for you, less cruel for them, and it is more than likely what your loved one would have wanted. Many zombie attacks will start by the forces of evil affecting one person and spreading out through her. Generally, in this case, the person will be seriously incapacitated just before they change. This is the time to act. It's best to do this without the consent of those around you. Become responsible for looking after them, and when you have them alone, gag or suffocate them, then cut their limbs off and decapitate them. Under most circumstances, decapitation is enough. But there's no such thing as overkill in these matters. Unfortunately, if you do this, then the zombie problem will either come through another source or go away. Whatever happens, you will be left as the bad guy. The best thing for you to do then is leave the country as quickly as possible. 2. Survive. At this point, it is important to stress that many sources argue that there are long-term benefits of being attacked by zombies. One case study involves a man in a cabin in the woods who accidentally played a tape containing passages from the Necronomicon. At first contact with zombies, he was unable to even attack the undead. However, by the end of his contact with the undead, he was a master marksman who had defended medieval England from undead hordes and could even create a robotic thought-controlled hand using medieval technology. Zombies have also been known to cure asthma, give people the ability to walk, and turn priests into ninjas. However, it is worth noting that the treatment only works for one or two people. Other people will have to die horrible deaths for this to work. Try not to be one of them. 3. Weapons. If you are lucky enough to have a gun, it is important when fighting zombies to have a lot of ammunition. Even in low-risk situations, it is best to bring a zombie survival kit containing ammunition, weapons, explosive chemicals, science textbooks, steam engine diagrams, etc. If there are no guns to hand, don't worry. Many people achieve their best results with close combat weapons. Axes and chainsaws are sound choices, however, it is possible to use almost anything. Be creative, Wherever you go, make a habit of inspecting any sharp objects while looking around to see what the most effective way to use it against the people around you would be. Other things that can be used are hot objects, corrosive acid, and heavy things like irons. If most of the zombies are in one building, then set fire to it and get out as quickly as possible. But before doing so, make sure that the fire is definitely going to burn the house down quickly. You wouldn't want the fire brigade to get there first and become zombie food. 3. Run. The most common mistake people make around zombies is to find a house and board yourself up in it. This is a bad idea because zombies are not very fast creatures. You can generally outrun them without any problems. It is worth noting that if the situation is apocalyptic, the military will usually provide the best protection. However, if you are found dazed in a house, you run the risk of getting shot in a case of mistaken identity. Try to find a place where you can run away from them, and turn back to fire from a distance before starting running again. This is very effective as zombies are also very stupid. They'll continue to follow you until other victims attract their attention. Again, to take down zombies you need to be creative, plan ambushes, set traps and try to keep ahead of them at all times. Close combat is effective, but it's best to be prepared. 4. Conform. Most zombies are controlled by some supernatural force, however there are some that act independently. These are normally not traditional zombies but undead creatures created through soft science. For some reason these creatures seem to avoid fighting amongst themselves, so the best way to deal with them is to join their number. Roll around in corpses and blood to disguise your human scent and appearance, then walk around with their hordes killing humans. It is best to eat human flesh with the others. Not doing so may raise suspicions. Do not try this with supernatural zombies. To some extent these are controlled by a higher being. The evil spirit will be able to tell you apart simply because it can't control you. If you suspect supernatural control, don't even experiment with this method. 5. Leave the country. After successfully beating back the zombies, most people make one fatal mistake. They leave and try to continue their lives as normal, productive members of society. At first glance, this looks like the best way to act. But consider this scenario. After a night in a house fighting zombies, the army of the dead has finally been defeated. However, as usual, the cost was high. All of your friends are dead. The building you were staying with has been seriously damaged and you are covered in the blood of zombies. Most people at this stage choose to drive back home. But what do they tell the families of the victims? What happens when the police find the bodies? They won't see a fight between good and evil. They'll see a room full of your dead friends and a weapon with your fingerprints on it. They'll also get reports that you were the only survivor and you've been sighted wandering around looking shaken, covered in blood. Do you seriously expect them to believe that your friends were already dead when you started chopping them up? The best thing to do is to flee the country fast and try to get somewhere where they can't find you. It's best to fund this by stealing from your dead friends if possible. If you have friends in the criminal underworld now, remember that you may have to kill them in the zombie attack. Make alternative arrangements that can be carried out from wherever you are in the world when the attack takes place.
Okay, I just found this out after researching the web for the site where I got Zombie Plan from. Oh man, I typed in BBC and zombie, and wow, I just found that in 2005 there is an outbreak of zombieism in near Laos. In my blood nation, where my family is from, of Cambodia. Wow, it is this new strain of malaria that will, has 100% mortality rate at this point when I read this. And it will kill them in like 2 days. And the parasite will apparently restart the victim's heart after 2 hours, and then like resurrects them, and they behave like zombies. I'm like, holy crap. Wow. Yeah, this is crazy. Ah, man. This is one amazing news. I didn't know that. I knew Cambodia had something, but I knew there was something going on there. I mean, all the crazy crap and the old empires and the city Angkor. I'm all like, how did they do that? No, not a question of necessarily how, but why? And I realize it's got to be the aliens. It's got to be the aliens. And now this. Zombies? I don't know. General Al-Saray says that they're going to try to... You know what? This is old news. Okay? I forget about it, but man. I had no idea. Amazing what you can find out. Amazing, amazing. This is awesome. This is so cool. Yeah, you have any idea how proud this makes me? I'm all like, wow, Cambodia actually has something for once. Anyways, have a good night. Or day, whatever.